He's the amazing Dr. Gray. He's Mr. Organized. He can organize your life too. And if rash develops, discontinue use.
This is the world famous Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world with all the business love you really need. StrictlyDrJ.com. StrictlyDocTorJ.com. Tonight on New HD Los Angeles, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, it's the Strictly 80s Rewind Show with me, Dr. J. We celebrate the greatest decade in music. The most culturally diverse decade in music, believe that. Okay, we've been cleared for some Strictly Business headlines. And it goes a little something like this. Okay, we're going to start off in Viva La Choo Choo business. Brightline West, the company behind the project building California's first ever high-speed rail connecting Las Vegas to Los Angeles, announced this week it has chosen who will build the train sets as the project moves forward following a monumental groundbreaking last month.
You'll be swell. You'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate. Starting here. Start now. Honey, everything's coming up.
Siemens, I hope I'm saying that right, Siemens Mobility will build a fleet of 10 American Pioneer 220 train sets to be manufactured, delivered to Nevada, and tested to support Brightline West's goal of starting service by summer 2028, just in time for the Olympics. Quote, just as we redefine train travel with our train sets for Brightline Florida, we are excited to pioneer this new frontier of manufacturing and development for Brightline West, said Michael Renensinger, Brightline CEO. I hope I said that right. The train sets will feature the latest in passenger experience, cutting-edge digital technology, and a revolutionary propulsion system built specifically for the U.S. market, Brightline officials said in a statement, whatever that means. The 7th car trains will be designed for operational speeds of up to 220 miles per hour and will feature a lighter weight and aerodynamic shape that are said to make them more efficient than other high-speed trains. The trains will carry between 434 to 450 passengers depending on final configurations and will be able to make the trip from Vegas to LA in under 2 hours.
Say what?
Well, then you better bring it.
Oh, it's already been brought.
Now, amenities for the travelers include free onboard Wi-Fi, ADA accessibility from station to train, a wide selection of food and drinks, I hope some alcohol, checked luggage and hotel check-in services. Now, I don't know about this. We may have to check with our Strictly Business correspondents in the desert to make sure this project has received the necessary unofficial seal of approval.
You only exist out here because of me. That's the only reason. Without me, every wise guy still around will take a piece of your ass.
That's all you had to say.
The Rancho Cucamonga station will connect Metrolink's regional rail network, which includes stations in LA, Riverside, Orange, San Diego, and Ventura counties. Now, if you live near the Ontario Airport, and I don't live right near it, but I'm somewhere in that area, it's only about a 3-hour drive if you leave really, really early in the morning or the middle of the night. So I don't know if this is a big deal. I don't know. I have to see the clientele first. I got to know if you're going to have a VIP car, or you're going to have like Section 8 car. I gotta know who I'm gonna be rolling with, plain and simple. Because if you take the boat to Catalina Island, they got the nice Catalina Express boat where you can get there in an hour. Then they got the big old Section 8 tugboat that'll take you 2 hours to get to, and it's not that clean. Okay, so I have to check this out and get some Yelp reviews, if you please. All right, moving on to In Running Up My Tab Business. As of July 1st, it will be illegal for any restaurant in the Golden State to add special surcharges to diners' checks, which has become a favorite method that restaurants use to lower cost and enhance employee incomes.
Say what?
I could die of starvation before I get something in my mouth.
Well, that doesn't mean you should be overcharged. Now, except for taxes, the surcharge disclosure law applies to all imposed add-on fees such as service charges, dining-in charges, delivery charges, credit card processing fees, and even imposed tips. However, the California Restaurant Association Fine Organization is ready to fight back, saying that the written law only applies to advertisements because courts have ruled that advertisements for goods and services do not include menus. Now, diners agree with the surcharges needing to be in the price of the food. It might help people make better decisions of what they order. Now, restaurant owners say they are entitled to clarification and specific answers very soon, given that these rules take an effect in just 60 days.
I would rather you just said thank you. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
That's all you had to say.
There's a saying in the hood, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. I personally would not care to eat at a joint where I have to examine the bill to make sure there aren't any extra charges. I know a pizza joint that will charge you surcharges for napkins. And you know how greasy you can get with spaghetti and pizza and all that stuff. So this is a horrible idea. I just like to pay for my food and tip the server as I see fit. But when you go to these big establishments, that's what you're going to see when you go out to dinner Saturday night and go out to a nice place. I mean, it's bad enough they're going to charge you like $50 for a porterhouse steak, but now they're going to add all these charges like hot sauce and salsa and whatever they do. So this is something we have to watch out for. And I never thought about watching my bill like that. I didn't think that was such a problem until we reported it here on the Strictly Business Show a couple of months ago. So please check your bill when you're eating out and make sure you're not paying extra for napkins or barbecue sauce or the steak knife. All right. And finally, in off the walnuts business, an E. coli outbreak, or should I say another E. coli outbreak, hits multiple U.S. states connected to organic walnuts. This has prompted a warning from the U.S. Centers of Disease Control and Prevention and recalls. 12 people from two states have been infected with this outbreak strand of E. coli, the CDC said. 7 people have been hospitalized and 2 people have developed, let me say this right, hemolytic uresmic syndrome. I have no idea what that is. I'm a doctor of education, not a medical doctor. A rare but serious disease that affects the kidneys' clotting system. Now, no deaths have been reported, the agency said. Now, the CDC said almost all of those who were sickened purchased organic walnuts from bulk bins in food co-ops or natural food stores in California and Washington state. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration determined that Gibson Foods, Inc., based in Hollister, California, supplied the walnuts. On Friday, the farm voluntarily recalled its organic light halves and pieces shelled walnuts. The walnuts have expiration dates between May 21st, 2025 and June 7th, 2025. The recalled shelled walnuts were sold to distributors located in both California and Washington and went on to be sold at retailers in at least 19 states, according to the company's notice on the FDA website. Now, the walnuts were sold in bulk boxes in net weight 25-pound quantities and can be identified by the lot number 3325-043 and 3341-501. Now, dangerous E. coli, if you listen to this show all the time, you always know we've talked about this ad nauseum. Trader Joe's had some cashews that had a recall on them. So this bacteria can cause severe stomach cramps, vomiting, and diarrhea.
Gonna die on the toilet, aren't I?
Guys like you don't die on toilets.
That's all you had to say.
Now, symptoms start 3 to 4 days after consuming the food, so it could take some time. So you may not know what made you sick. Now, most people recover within 5 to 7 days. If you don't, please get to your doctor. I recommend you get to your doctor pretty fast if it's like that. Consumers who brought organic walnuts from bulk containers should check to see if they're part of the recall. The CDC noted how some stores may repackage bulk walnut halves and pieces into plastic clam shells or bags, and advised the consumers to ask the store if recalled walnuts were sold. Either way, just don't eat no walnuts right now, okay? Just don't eat any walnuts. If you want some walnuts that bad, get the ones you got to crack for yourself, because this is where we are, folks. I mean, recall after recall. I can call this the Strictly Recall Show with Dr. J. There's so many recalls in the foodie business, the retail business, the auto business, but this is why Dr. J is here, and I do my thing to let you know and put you on notice that these things are out here. And this is one of the joys of my life, to be able to share this type of information with you so you don't get sick and your family doesn't get sick. So this is part of my life's work. You welcome. All right, that's Strictly Headlines for today. You have got the world famous Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world on New HD Radio.